now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up, what up, what up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What up? What up, good people? What up? What up? What up, all y'all? What up with y'all? Shout out to KT. KT, the MC. What up, my boy, Ray? What up? What up? What up? What up? That's what's up. That's up. That's what's up. What up with y'all on the pod, man? What up with everybody rocking with us, man? We're going to get started here shortly, man. We'll get started here on this good Monday, man. Y'all know what it's about today. Before we even get started, is K-Dot already off top? Hey, you had to get that out the way, man. Clear the scene off top. Yeah. K-Dot Kendrick said, all y'all niggas die. And like, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? This was for Drizzy, but between them bars, he said everybody can get it. what they at, man? We gonna get started here, man. Shoot his hoodie pull up, man. What up with y'all? What up, good people? What up, what up, what up? You know who's on? You already know me and Hoodie. Verge supposed to jump on here too, man. We keep a dope dope family tonight. Verge supposed to jump on. Y'all tag him at them. Tell him let's go. What up, Ghost St. Patrick? What up, Ghost? Yeah, it's Ciso de Mayo. You know what I'm saying? It's the day after Cinco de Mayo. So we got to keep it going. It's Bourbon Day. What up? What up? Who rocking with me on Ciso de Mayo? What up? What up? What up, everybody, man? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what's up? Bourbon Day, yeah. That's for sure. Hit the guys. I mean, where they at, man? They playing games. Who else out here rocking with us? Let me add them. There go my guy. Virgil Gray, give me. Virgil Gray, cop some, please, y'all. What up? Ah, okay. Virgil is on his way. What up, man? Hoodie in his thing. What up? Man, they cut off my Tupac. The fuck? Okay.
Yeah, 69 God, freaking ass nigga. 69 God. Hey, run for your life. Hey. Nigga, I've been from the West Coast for 2 days, nigga.
Hey, I'm telling you, for 2 days.
I've
been hitting that E4, hitting all that. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I was doing the jerk and everything in this bitch, nigga. 69 God. 69 God. Hey, I like Drake, though.
Hey, I do too, bro. But listen, when a nigga can hyphy on you in the diss.
Man. Oh, man. What's happening?
What up? The Dope Dope Podcast, man. We back, man. Listen, K-Dot used to be straight. Hey, yeah, got us being straight. Well, we are West Coast today.
I'm saying, Crody.
Yeah, Crody, what you mean?
Oh, man. Hey, I will be completely honest, bro. Y'all know I'm the nigga that comes on this podcast and says, I don't see the big deal about Kendrick Lamar at all. I will finally say that nigga has finally made a song that I actually enjoy, bro. Like, his shit been cool, bro. I ain't never just hated the nigga Kendrick Lamar, bro. His shit been cool, but nah, he finally did his thing, bro. Cause this shit is woo,
freaky ass nigga. He a 69 guy, bro.
I like
that. That's a lot, bro.
Drake so tough, bro. But that motherfucking song is a slapper.
Yeah, walking to that in LA right now, baby.
Hey. Everywhere.
City of Los Angeles. You know how wild that is, dog, with a song?
They said it's a surgical sprint. Hey.
I wish I could get Drake to come on the pod and just be like, hey, I know he hates that nigga right now, though. But I just want to know from a musical standpoint, like, is that nigga be like, damn, that song is all right.
No, bro. You didn't hear him in the last one? He even said it. He said if it wasn't aimed at me, I'd be dancing to it. Yeah.
I thought he said if it wasn't like it was a blast. That shit crazy, dog.
That's just
hey, I would wild. Be more mad though at Rick Ross for calling me BBL Drizzy and then Young Metro Boomin making a whole fucking beat and starting a challenge over it, bro. Like
I like Ross, but I feel hold on, bro. Let's rewind. Hey, let's go, bro. Get it.
Let's get right to it. Cause y'all got on and got straight to it. First of all, it wasn't even 801. Amore jumped in and said, "Kendrick won. Let's get that out the way." And then he got a bop. Let's get right to it.
You know
let's
that get, nigga gonna say that.
Yeah, let's get straight to it, yo. Listen, we was out last week. We back, and I'm kind of glad because last week I was great. Get on here and say the shit's boring. But boy,
it did get boring, bro. It did get boring.
From Tuesday on, it was up.
Yeah, I know. But at one point, it almost turned into overstimulation, bro. Like, you was like, damn, there's a this. Oh, damn, there's another one. Oh, damn, there's another. You're like, hey, bro, y'all need to chill. Like, ain't y'all niggas got something to do?
They don't.
I agree, bro, because niggas, I'm out getting my, celebrating my homegirl birthday, nigga. And like, I think it's done. I'm like, all right, they're going to chill for a minute. They can start hitting the group chat. Hey, he dropped another one. I'm like, nigga, I don't have time right now, bro. Come on.
Nah.
I just want to leave.
Let's get to it. Wait a minute. Let's get to it. Listen. Yo, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture. With me, as usual, man, we got the big homie Hoodie in his thing, Mr. Nasty. Man, we got my man Methodical One Virgil in this thing. What up?
Yo, what's good, family?
You got it. I'm your man King Acklin in here, and y'all already know what it is. I wish I had gunshots because that's how it was popping since last week on this thing. But listen, this is episode 150 of the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Shout out to us, man. Episode 150 in this thing.
Yeah.
So let's get right to it, man. Listen, like I said in the agenda, man, this is a dysdemic. It's going down. Let's go. Listen, how many joints we done got? How many joints we get since last? We got about five or six just over the weekend, bro.
Kendrick dropped four last week total.
Y'all was saying himself. I had to take a break because I couldn't keep up. Like, I wake up and like Hoodie, like you said, he thought it was done, and then I wake up and we moving around and we got two more.
Man.
One night it wasn't
this Young Money break up now. Every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with Drake.
Yeah, hey, that's a fact. What'd you say, Virgil?
I said one night. Hey, bro, I was trying to go to bed, and my nigga was like, hey, bro, did you see they just dropped dropped. I'm like, dog, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. What you mean they just dropped? Now like I'm dropping at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, all right, bro. But I keep forgetting, you know, one of them niggas is in LA, so it's 12 for him. And well, I mean, you know, the other niggas in Canada, so it don't really matter.
I mean, Drizzy said he in New York going crazy right now. A couple weeks ago,
so y'all got Kendrick winning.
Go ahead, Virgil.
The only reason why I got Kendrick winning, and I'm gonna be real honest with you, as far as songs, Drake made way better songs.
That's why
he made better.
Got songs. Drake winning,
but from a this point, hey, bro. Kendrick was eating that man alive, bro. Like
the
thing and the whatchamacallit. Hey, bro, those are nasty fucking allegations.
But to me, he lose points because it's been disproven.
Do what? The Pepper thing? Nah, you just see the video where he was kissing
you think
the
17-year-old
girl on stage? Hey, bro, that's wild. Twitter don't play. Twitter pull receipts. That's ugly, dog. That's real ugly. But I mean, you know, we from the age where beef wasn't supposed to be realistic anyway. I mean,
shout out to Schoolboy P. Hey, they said do the last count. That's what they talking about now. So Hoodie said he's taking it off.
How many times?
That's what I'm going to say.
Eazy-E called Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg gay in the real Compton City G song. Like it wasn't even about. It was what was more believable and what was more hilarious. Push a T.
Did you see Dr. Dre's first album cover?
Which one?
Yeah, okay.
You see where he got that from? Hey, Hoodie, so you got Drake up. You got Drake winning.
I got Drake up.
I got Kendrick up, but barely.
Yep.
I got Kendrick up barely. I like his execution. Like he did two back to backs, and then he back to back again.
Yeah, I do like that.
You know what I mean? Like that's different, bro. Like, but I liked all the disses. The diss that I didn't like was I didn't really like the 616 shit in LA. I didn't like it.
Nah, me either. And see, that's why I got. Like I said, if we just strictly talking music, that's why I got Drake up.
Yeah.
Like Drake missed on none of them.
Nah. Like they discredit the AI shit, and I thought the AI shit was whack. But like his verse was dope.
That's the only one
his,
I did.
His verse was cold on it though. His own verse.
His verse, but the other two verses take away from it. Dog, like nah, I mean, that was.
Shout out Val Watson on the live too. Shout out my partner
and my dog.
Fog. What
and
up,
my dog, P. Morgan? What up, P. Morgan?
What up, hey, everybody? Rocking with us. Let's go.
J. Cole, the one is up because he can't buy that shit.
He got the hell of better. He got it, bro.
Hey, bro. He was smart because that nigga right now, to be honest, he ain't never been a part of no issues. And we don't know shit about J. Cole. So J. Cole was like, you know what? I'm just going to bow out for shit gets ugly. Because we would have found out, we probably would have found out a bunch of shit about him, too.
Good. So. But I'm telling you how I scored the music.
Go ahead, Hoodie.
I put him like this. I put first person shooter up against like that.
Okay.
And I gave that score to like that. And I put what was it, Euphoria? Because that was the next track, wasn't it? Hold on.
After you get done, let's stay there. I got questions on this too. Go ahead.
Yeah, what did Drake drop? Euphoria and
push ups.
I had push-ups over Euphoria. Then you got TaylorMade Freestyle and 616. I had TaylorMade over 616. Then you got Meet the Grahams up against Family Matters. I got Family Matters because, shit, he bit the bait for Meet the Grahams. That nigga fed everything, took everything Drake fed him and made a song about it thinking it was real. Then, you got Not Like Us and damn, what's the last shit? The Hard Part 6.
The Hard Part 6.
Not Like Us smoke the Hard Part 6.
Dog. Not Like Us smoking everything on his on the list.
But he made an anthem, bro.
So I make it 3. So that make it 3-2 Drake for me.
But let me ask y'all this, right? Like, does first person shooter really count? Like, as a diss. Like, I don't know if I count that. Like, I feel like it started with that.
That's a shot. Nah.
You know why I counted it? Right. It's why I counted it as a shot to Kendrick?
It was a
go
shot.
Ahead.
I can't hold it.
You know why I shot?
Yeah. Because
Kendrick was supposed to be on it.
Yep. And that's what it was. Yeah,
when that's that a that's was a good perspective.
That song, it made it a whole different ordeal.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, okay. So you was mad because Kendrick told you no. Okay.
They in the comments. They saying K Dot. They saying BBL Drizzy.
BBL they saying, bro,
think about it. He stepped on Drake's diss rollout. He poked at Drake's alter ego. Yeah. So look, this is what I got. Like I didn't know if we counted first person shooter. Like I really didn't count that. So I was looking at it with first person shooter out. I was looking at it from like that on. So I had like that versus push ups, Euphoria, Taylor Mace, freestyle. Then, you know, he went back to back. So he went to 616 in LA. So then Family Matters and Meet the Grams, and then like that, not like us versus the Heart Part 6. So I got Kendrick slightly up, but you know, I don't know if he's winning if he don't got the Not Like Us.
I think the only songs that I like better from his side with all this going on is the Not Like Us and the Like That record. Everything else.
But like,
from a diss standpoint, I just think his was better. Like from a strict diss record, because diss records ain't supposed to be bopping.
That's what I was going to say too. But go ahead,
but Virgil. From a diss record perspective, Kendrick was eating. I don't give a. He said, and like it was a couple times where Drake was like, he would say something, and then he would come back in another track, and basically like he would contradict himself. And I'm like, dog, why would you do that? I don't know, man. I personally feel like Kendrick got a little bit more visceral, but I'm just gonna say they was both mid from a diss standpoint. Bro, we come from the era where the first words was "I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker." Hey, bro,
they said they're not like us as well. Niggas dancing to Pedophile is nuts. Hey, that is insane. I ain't even think about that, bro. Niggas dancing to the Pedophile joint.
Niggas doing the jerks to niggas saying A minor.
Niggas going E-40 crazy to the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, A minor. Hey, bro.
Like, that's Cap. Who is that? Shout out to DJ Shahid 502. Right, what's up? Hey, listen.
Hey, bro.
I disagree with you though, bro.
Go ahead. I'm going to tell you something. A nigga can say all the shit that's not true. Since we talk about disses, ghosts, a nigga can say shit that's not true all he want. But nigga, when your fiance is not following you and the nigga that might have a baby by your fiance is still dropping hard eyes on pics of the kids and she don't follow you but him, nigga, you got to live with that, nigga.
I mean,
you got to live with that.
That's crazy, but like, we ain't got no proof that, but that's wild. That's some little subtext in that.
Wild girl follow you on social media.
Huh?
Does your girl follow you on social media?
She only got woman. Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Nah. but look, like I feel you. I feel that's why I like all of the songs. Like I like all this shit. All this shit been dope music for real. If I'm looking at the bigger picture, I will say though, like if for those people that really don't like the Kendrick songs as bops. To Virgil's point, like, yo, like, you listen to some of them Kendrick joints, and you like, well, goddamn, is Drake really a piece of shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Is this nigga a piece of shit? He said, he told Sandra and Dennis should be ashamed of you, my nigga.
I feel like you got to look at it both ways, though, bro. That nigga told that man, hey, and when I hit you back, I promise it'll be much safer.
Yeah.
I like Drake, bro. I like Drake, but he's a piece of shit. Like, that nigga piece of shit.
I mean, it's hard to put the piece of shit on somebody. I don't know that, but because he came out with what they said
in the song. I don't know if none of that shit true.
Nah, with the Wayne thing, Wayne even said that was true. He slept with Wayne's chick while he was in jail, bro. That's wild, dog.
Okay, but here,
supposed to be your nigga though. He put you on, nigga. You gonna bust his chick down?
Shout out to OVO's own Mr. DJ Suspense in the building.
You say that, bro. But here's another thing you gotta think about from that side of the world, bro. How many girls do you think Wayne got?
Yeah,
nigga, that was just one of them.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the main thing to make me say that he's a piece of shit off it. Like he's okay. That was a good line in the song, though. That was a dope line in the song.
Yeah, it was. But Wayne, he said he ain't care. There's one of Wayne girls, though. It ain't like it was his wife, bro.
Other vaginal options. Hey, y'all wild and got this, bro. Hey, but listen, did y'all think, like, and I think somebody might have called this in the group chat, but like, the what was the last joint? The heartbeat six? I ain't like that. Like, Drizzy was spitting in that bitch, but I didn't like the vibes because I felt like he was like throwing in the towel, like saying he's done.
I don't know why everybody getting this him throwing in the towel vibe. Bro. I think everybody just wants him to be throwing
I feel like he was done, though, is what I mean.
Because it really sounded like it was final, bro. Like,
y'all not listen to Drake? Drake is wrapped in that monotone voice numerous amounts of times in his career.
Nah, it wasn't the tone, though. Like, I felt like he was, you know what I'm saying? He basically told us he was it.
Bro,
fuck that.
Yeah, that's one of his rap skits. That's how he raps sometimes.
Nah, I felt like he was, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's
it
like.
Was his writer's telling him, he's like hey, bro, we ain't got shit else to say.
I'm disgusted with this shit. Like, but
see, that's what y'all ain't getting. That's how Drake is known to take a rap when he's on his serious shit. That's his rap style to rap like. He's way above the shit that he's doing, and he's over it, and like he don't even know why he's wasting his time with you. Touch that's some great shit.
So now I feel that
everybody's like, oh, he giving up. Nigga,
so you think
y'all must he ain't done to Drake for the past 15 years?
You think the boy got some more for us?
I think if it was to keep going, I think he would definitely have some more.
I don't know, man.
Okay,
I don't know. And the only reason why I say that is because he never responded to Pusha T, never. Never
was different. He got washed up with that one. That one. Wow. It won a lot.
He's one that, and he ain't the only one. A lot of these dudes pick and choose who they go after. I think he thought that it was gonna be easier than what it was.
Well, I think he thought Kendrick was probably not gonna produce a lot of music as he did on the, you know what I'm saying?
But they
Kendrick fans scrambling.
Patrick Moore, hey, my nigga Schoolboy P. That's what I'm saying, bro. That nigga rap. On all his time tracks, that's how that nigga be rapping. So I don't get what people's like, oh, he sound like he giving up.
Nah, I ain't think he was giving up. I just thought he was like, throwing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't fooling with this no more. This is it.
But see, here's what I think the difference between Pusha T and Kendrick Lamar is, bro. Now, they might have got to the point now where they don't really care for each other. But, bro, I think at first he kind of got some respect for Kendrick, dog. You know what I'm saying? I think it was just, you know, really some rap shit. I think he kind of I don't think he's ever, since the nigga was a part of the Clips, had respect for Pusha T.
Not like he, but well, he loved, you know, he loved the Clips, though.
But you gotta push
that's
the
what I said.
This thing goes all the way back to Baby, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That go back to some Click type shit.
It had nothing to do with Drake. Like, Drake, he caught that straight because he inserted himself into something that had nothing to do with him.
I know the whole.
Yeah, you know, like, so I don't even understand, bro. Leave that man alone, dog.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that nigga came in part of Cash Money. He took that beef on with Wayne and Baby, and like, nigga, there was a strong dislike already for them. You know,
from
what
the right? off top.
Right. So when that shit big fact.
Yeah, serious. Of course, I feel like it was partially excused, but when it got serious, it was like, all right, man, he doing too much other shit. You know, this is my way to bow out of this shit because I can say it's going to get nasty, you know, whoop-de-whoop. I don't think he could do that with Kendrick because I think everybody knew that, shit, when this shit first started, nigga, this is just rap, nigga. They don't hate each other.
Yeah. That was the biggest push for them to give us music, right?
Yeah, facts. But now, nigga, it might be some hate there now, niggas. You don't tell my mama you wish I'd die.
I swear to God.
Bro.
You don't tell that, bro. You don't tell a nigga like they should be ashamed, like they was like they was terrible parents, bro. Like,
but y'all, these diss records, I mean, it's all
y'all didn't do your job, my nigga.
Yeah,
it is what it is, bro. It's a diss record.
Hey, but look,
they definitely on some swing shit.
They definitely on some swing shit, bro. Because you not great, you not great.
It's on site, dog.
But like, nah, like has to be on site. Like, what you gonna do, a nigga? Keep, you know what I'm saying? Like, you. They ain't seen it. I imagine they ain't been in the same place since this started. But what I'm saying is, you not great. Just keep getting on here talking that sweet talk to my wife. Now, you know what I'm saying? You flirting with my wife on the low, bro. You talking shit.
Man. Nah, like, for real, bro. And you out here saying my baby ain't mine.
And he said my baby ain't mine, bro. Like, I know y'all saying
my girl.
I know what y'all saying is like y'all saying, well, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick shit is deeper and he's really dissing, but like, as far as dissing, Kendrick is saying so. I mean, Drake said some shit too to these niggas.
They was both.
Yeah, see, and, that's why.
It wasn't like when Drake went after like Meek Mill's, like nigga, that wasn't even. A, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like it was.
It's different.
Niggas forget, dog. Nigga, Drake been playing nasty too, dog. The nigga dropping the Who Kid drops on his song.
Hey,
nigga, that nigga been playing nasty too,
bro. Hey, that's a fact. But listen, man, listen. That's why we can talk about this shit because like go ahead.
What is the ghost talking about? Wait, y'all just praise Pac. Now we have an issue. Have an issue with what?
Wait a minute, y'all just praise Pac, and now we have what? What you talking about, ghost?
Pac wanted to bomb on them niggas too. What we talking about?
Yeah, I was playing Pac when the pod started.
Yeah, tell us what you bomb on talking about.
Yeah. We'll get back to that, I guess.
Guarantee you that Pac wouldn't have took Drake's side. He wouldn't.
Can't say that.
I mean,
you just saying that because of the whole West Side thing.
I don't think so. I don't think he would have.
I feel like if it wasn't a West Coast,
born in Cali?
But like that's what he claimed. But I feel like if it wasn't a West Coast connection, like niggas wouldn't say that though, bro. Like they niggas just want to say shit sometimes. Like I bet Pac wouldn't go. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't know.
The game chose Drake, but I'm like, bro, you just mad because he ate you on your own song, dog.
Ah, they knew lines would get crossed. Yeah. I guess we should have known that. Like that's what we wanted, right? We wanted music.
I don't think they knew lines would get crossed.
I don't think they knew what was going to happen. They knew they was going to rap.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. Kendrick was waiting for Drake to cross the line. He wanted to do all that, bro.
Because he been talking shit for years. He been subliminal shot to this nigga for years, bro.
Drake didn't even really get disrespectful in push-ups, bro, for real. Like, he really didn't get too disrespectful, but he let him know, like, he played with him, you know, like, I mean, with some bodyguards like Whitney, like, that's really a light diss. Like, he talking about your girl, but it's really light. He just let you know, and then Kendrick jumped down, oh, man, you mentioned my family. Boom, now I'm going crazy. Tracks in 3 days.
And I mean, to be nigga. Honest, that's the way it is. Like, you know, the rules of the game is that you lead a family out
that's
of
what,
it. And
once you, I'm saying, like, once he knew what he was doing when he said that, my nigga.
All gloves is off, so he bought that on himself.
Like, what they say, it was about who would cross the line first, and we knew Drake would do the same way. Okay.
Canadian, bro, so, you know.
But overall, have y'all enjoyed the beef, bro? Like, the entertainment from his shit. That's in. What y'all think?
Say it again, bro.
Have y'all enjoyed the beef though? The entertainment piece of
been
it.
Highly entertaining.
Yeah. What they said, Kent. They said let's not act like Dot didn't let these niggas know he ain't fucking with him back in 2013 on Control though. Yep, that's a fact.
I'm gonna be.
Ain't no rules in a battle. Suspense. I'm with you. Like, have y'all seen though lately? Like all of a sudden, like. And this has been happening. Like, all of a sudden, they talking about, oh, you can't say this. You can't say that. Like, what the fuck,
those
nigga? Ain't no going too far.
That was the rules from back in the day, though. Like, you
didn't even know if those was the rules back in the day. I feel like niggas just, whoever says some shit and you ain't like it or it ain't your favorite person, you going to say they shouldn't have said that. There ain't no rules, nigga. We can't keep changing it back, flip-flopping back and forth about what's the rules in a diss, bro. All right, so
now, I don't give a shit what nobody says. You mentioned my kids. It's on site, bro. Fuck the music. Like, we ain't... That shit's wild, dog. Like, you know, I'm not gonna let you talk about my kid like that. Fuck the music.
So here we go.
See me in the street, bro. Like, that's my child, dog. Like, nah, man, you wildin'.
Here's a question.
Everything else is fair game, bro. But the kids, though?
I don't dig a word. You hear me?
Go ahead, Hoodie.
My bad, dog.
He was in his feeling. He was in his
feeling. That nigga having a flashback, bro.
He thought a nigga disverges.
It's my kid, bro. I'm pulling up, bro. Like,
I thought somebody said something about him for real, bro.
I did too, bro.
We got to do. But no, I mean, just
Virgil bro. Gonna pull up and throw Big Bro seasoning on them, sprinkle them on them niggas. You feel me? Bye.
So hey.
Go ahead,
with the sprinkle me dog.
Yeah, wait a minute. Go ahead, Hoodie.
We posed in our group chat, bro. I think, yeah. I think it might it might have been suspense supposedly. I can't remember. But here's something we put in the group chat, bro. So with all this going on, is there a point when somebody calls Kendrick a snitch?
But I can say that for both sides.
Right. Trying to say he's running. What did Drake say that's police worthy right now?
He said that nigga was a spouse abuser.
Yeah,
Hey, nigga, hey. we watched Blueface beat the shit out of Christian Rock on the internet 24/7.
Hey, sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. That's a fact.
Go ahead,
Hoodie.
That nigga said the police is coming to the embassy for him running a Hollywood sex trafficking ring.
Hey, he had the pedophile dots on his artwork though, bro. Like, you know,
hey, nah, that was wild, dog.
I don't know. Like, first of all, I don't know if we can say that Kendrick's a snitch, because in this day and age, the whole snitching thing, like, niggas pick and choose who they calling the snitch, bro. So I don't know.
Cameron said if it's a murderer next door, he wouldn't say shit. Kendrick Lamar said the pedophiles are all right there. They all in that group. The embassy, it needs to be raided. They're running to Hollywood. That nigga said they policing a Hollywood sex trafficking ring.
Hey, bro, I'm just saying, pedophiles is different than murderers, man. That nigga,
you better put. Hey, nigga said, hide your little sisters, nigga.
Hey, dog.
Bruh.
Oh, man.
Bruh, hide your little sisters, my nigga.
That's wild, dog.
Hoodie came out here, you know what I'm saying? Freaky ass nigga, he's a 69 guy.
That's the best bar out of anything that was said in the whole fucking battle, dog. I don't care whose side it was.
That was better than a Metro sit your whole ass down and make some
drums.
That
was better than everything, bro. I've been running around here saying freaky ass nigga, he a 69 guy for like 2 days, bro. Nigga, that shit. That nigga's a genius for that line, bro. That's the best bar out of Arizona.
I swear to my God. They said Cameron snitched on Jay-Z. He did. He said them niggas shot at him and threw up the rock.
The rock.
Cameron, kill a cat right there, the bro. Right,
bitch. Hey, bro. They
shot and threw up the rock.
Hey, wow. The only thing worse than that was when when Gucci wrote the letter from jail saying that Jeezy was trying to kill him and asked the Lord to pray for Jeezy. Hey, that nigga asked God to pray for
that
Jeezy.
That nigga asked God, bro.
Hoodie's a fool. I forgot about that, too.
I ain't gonna lie. I forgot about that, too, though.
Oh, wow. We done seen some shit, bro. I ain't never realized that we done really seen some shit in all these fucking diss battles in the past 20-some-odd years.
Nah,
it's been some weird shit.
Let's get into the, like, we're going to stick with the, because this is what it's all about. But, like, what about all this cap with both sides, whoever's your favorite artist? Like, they go to the extremes for they favorite artist. Like, I done seen a nigga posted, like, who they said one of them ain't had a memorable bar ever. Huh? And then they... Yeah, then they said Drake ain't never had a memorable bar or something like that. But like, what about the cap on social media, bro? Like, you whoever you like, I feel like they just gonna go suck and swallow that whoever they love.
There's a lot of niggas, bro. That can't be unbiased.
Huh? Yeah, they can't be unbiased. This shit is ridiculous, bro.
Bro, it's the limitless.
Say they unbiased and they still biased and it be showing.
Yeah, it shows.
And the super fans, wow, bro. Like, I mean, I thought that was only something for like Beyonce and Rihanna and them.
Bro. Niggas been like that. Hey, like, nigga, what do you mean? The fanatics are out of hand, bro.
I don't know. Y'all know the nigga Breeze. Y'all know the homie Breeze. Breeze, all the way. He told me, he said, bro, it's like the Beehive and the Swifties got together and breeded Kendrick Lamar. Nigga. Y'all talking about Drake. These Kendrick niggas been going crazy. I seen a nigga take a verse and say, Kendrick's so smart, if you circle these letters, it's spelled out.
Yeah, bruh. But you can't just go after Kendrick fans and Drake niggas be willing to die for this nigga. And I'm like, dog, you won't die for your own mama, nigga, but you'll take a bullet for Drake? Y'all niggas is weird.
I don't think Suspense gonna die for Drake, bro.
Or is he still on here?
I don't know,
bro. Suspense, you gonna die for Drizzy?
I don't think my nigga gonna die. Yeah, he's still on here. I don't think my nigga died for Drake now. But he gonna definitely let y'all know, nigga, if y'all look, there you go right there.
Look, these ain't doing mental gymnastics. Come on, bro. Like they delusional just like y'all guys. Hey, that nigga said y'all was OVO hoes. My nigga.
Hey, that's why I'm glad I can be a biased listener, dog. Nah,
me too, bro. Like, it's y'all enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Bro.
Enjoy it. It's good for the culture, bro. Rap has been stale for a while, and it's actually made rap not stale for a little while.
But, like, Hoodie, I think it was you, like, right before the pod started, like, I think you might have reposted or reshared some shit. Like, I wish you supported your niggas like y'all supported Kendrick and Drake.
Nah, for real, bro. These niggas been on Kendrick and Drake's ass.
Oh my post, god,
nigga,
bro.
Their homeboy been rapping, niggas has been rapping, and they ain't shared shit. And
bro, ain't shit, but then you get on here and write a four-page letter like a Leah. No. Like, I feel like y'all sitting in y'all bedroom, y'all sitting in y'all bedroom waiting for a drop. Like a Leah. Yeah, y'all
want... Dear Drake, I want you, but you still ain't calling.
I swear.
Man.
Y'all motherfuckers in closing it with a kiss and everything, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
I mean, hey,
I don't know, man.
That's a fact. It's weird. I might need to get them open mics back started, man.
That's what somebody just said. Like, there shouldn't be an empty open mic, a local show in any of these cities.
That's a fact. He texted me, bro. I think I'm bringing shit back.
Man, ain't nobody coming out to that. They don't want to spend no money for that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, my open mics used to be deep, dog. We used to do it big.
That's what's up.
I make a post and get a bunch of Kendrick fans crashing. You can't say nothing that looks like you leaning towards one side or the other.
Nah.
I've been unbiased this whole time. Nigga, the second I say, I think I do get it, Drake 3-2. Nigga, here come the Kendrick Warriors, bro. All them Kung Fu Kenny niggas. All on the post.
Hey, they done went so far. I done started trolling. I just be talking crazy on Twitter, on X. And Moray post some shit, these niggas go crazy. Like, his little, how he feel about each verse. And I'm like, bruh, like, y'all on here getting mad again, writing paragraphs on social media, bruh, about this shit. It is not that deep, dog.
I know they be doing that shit like you gonna change your mind.
Yeah, you gonna change your mind, bruh.
Right, yeah, no, that's...
I guarantee you. These niggas.
Go ahead.
Bro, I'm sorry. I guarantee you, these niggas is turning down some women just to get on her and make sure that they defend their nigga to the death.
They turned it down. The cooter cat, bro.
Yeah, like Tank said.
That shit Suspense just said right there, dog.
What's that?
That's the thing that pisses me off about the Kendrick Lamar friend.
What, right, bro?
Kendrick. What? Fans and say you have low intelligence because you listen to Drake. Bruh, these niggas will be like, y'all don't understand the metaphors and the double entendres. Man, I literally watched a nigga tell one of my niggas, matter of fact, fuck it, I don't care. I literally watched a nigga tell Suspense, nigga, did you understand the double entendres that he said? And Suspense said, no, you know what, give me one. And the nigga said, well, because he said... When DMX was on the Breakfast Club, DMX said he didn't like Drake. And then he hated the way he talked. He said, nigga, that ain't even a double entendre.
Oh, my gosh.
Bruh, like, these niggas are ridiculous. I swear, bruh. Like, that's why you got to get on here and call them out, bruh. Like, y'all niggas, hey. Y'all niggas is on here just eat niggas up, like, all day long. What the?
My bad, Smith. Tell that nigga to break it down. My bad, Smith. I ain't mean to tell your story, bro.
My problem with it is, like, you know, people are like, well, they going too far and they doing this and that. And I'm like, bro, have y'all ever listen to hip hop, dog? Like, do y'all even know what the fuck that you into? Like,
nah, bro.
Somebody was like, "Well, it's the biggest feud ever." I'm like, "Nah, nigga. I'm pretty sure two niggas died over some shit like that over an entire coastline, bro." What you mean it's the biggest one? Two niggas died from it, dog. Nah,
that ain't funny, but goddamn,
it ain't funny. It's the way you said it, bro.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, bro, it's the biggest. Okay, dog.
All right,
man.
All right,
bro. You got it.
How you know what pissed me off about Pocket Biggie the most, bro?
What, bro?
Pocket ain't even from Cali, dog.
It's right. You're 100% right.
Nigga, that's the most irritating shit, bro.
But he rap. I mean, I guess.
He rapped it to the fullest, though, bro. They love that nigga out there.
Nigga grew up up north until he was like 16.
Well, I mean, the same thing you can say about Kendrick. Kendrick
was
from Chicago. He's from Chicago.
I'm saying, though, Pac didn't live to be past, what, 24?
Yeah.
25.
Like 9 years of his life over there.
Honey, be killing that.
No, I'm dead ass serious, bro. Like,
you be killing me, man. Like, 9 years, nigga, come on now. And you like, he ain't even
say was ready
that.
To go.
You can just feel it now. Like, 9 years, bro, come on, dog.
That's like, a hell of a like perspective, bro.
Oh, shit. Nah, Hoodie be killing me.
Listen,
bro.
And Pac.
He ain't lying. He's real.
Well, Pac's one of my goats. Like, yeah, that's a motherfucker right there when you put it like that. Like, y'all niggas, y'all whole coast was, y'all just dying for this nigga to been over here for 9 years.
Yeah. And nigga, you from where you beefing with? You beefing with where you, nigga, you beefing with your hometown.
But you can say that. I guess that's how much love that nigga got. I guess. I don't know, bro. Like, it was crazy, though. But I ain't even ever think about that, though. I ain't never really looked at it like that, every time I think about it, bro.
Nigga, you was beefing with your hometown, nigga, pretty much. Like,
fuck them niggas. They didn't want to buy my mixtape. Fuck them niggas. All y'all niggas. Hey, bro. Maybe that's what it was. They didn't buy his mixtape and shit. So
but suspense. Right, suspense. Sir. Niggas want to use that as a slight, though. Like, they want to use that as a slight to both. And I'm like, nigga, why? Like, y'all always try to use that as a slight. Like, nigga, so what? Nigga, you know what I mean? Niggas is acting and doing all this other different shit. I'm with you, suspense. I was thinking about that earlier, bro. Like, they try to use that as a slight to just automatically say that Pac wouldn't fuck with Drake. Like, why would you say that?
Hey, thank you, suspense, because that is wild. And I wonder how many niggas is going to get on my Facebook post when I say Drake is just the modern day Tupac.
Ghost,
my nigga, you might be jumping out the window like that. Pac wasn't no motherfucker with no damn culture, told you. Like,
but yeah, he for sure was an actor who got too engaged in what was going on.
Well, he got too engaged in certain shit, like false, stupid loyalty to some certain sense, some shit that he probably didn't 100% know what the fuck was going on.
My thing is that nigga took it too far.
Suspense, you right.
Two of the main niggas was leaving. Hey, bro, if two of the main niggas is getting ready to get the fuck out, bro, hey, maybe you want to take a look.
That nigga thought he was Bishop for real, bro.
To a certain extent, but yeah. But like
method act,
I don't know, bro.
That college shit, that nigga took method acting to the next level, bro.
Hey,
yeah.
Do y'all think this shit is true? Like, is Drake a culture vulture? This ain't the first time niggas done said this shit, bro.
How do y'all feel about this?
Right, like, so, well, let me, wait a minute, before y'all get into it, let me just say this. Like, I heard what they said about, you know, what Kendrick just said about ATL, but niggas done said this about Houston and Memphis, but like, we done seen this done before. So let me get y'all thoughts.
I'm gonna be honest. Coming from a nigga, hey, bro, I used to work at this gym as a teenager, mm-hmm. bro. TV only had a couple channels. So shit, nigga, I just watched all day fucking long, bro. And that was that 70 show and Degrassi. Nigga, being a nigga that used to watch this nigga on Degrassi, bro. Being a nigga that, you know how they be having all them little behind the scenes interviews, shit like that.
Yeah.
Seeing how this nigga really acted up there in Canada, dog. And then watching him as he start dropping music and shit like that, bro, and watching the coaches that he start taking in as he dropped his music and all that shit, I would 100% say Drake is a culture vulture, dog.
I like it, honest. I like it, honest. I wanted to get the feedback, bro.
But
he not the only one. But go ahead.
But that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing for him. He could just see shit that he liked because he liked it. Hell, if that's the case, bro, like, anybody could be a damn culture vulture if they see something they like and start engaging in the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I didn't grow up in the strip clubs in Kentucky. Nigga, I started going to Atlanta, start liking that shit. Now I'm in the strip clubs in Atlanta, nigga. Shit, I stole that culture. You know what I'm saying?
That's really a good perspective. So you're saying like it's levels to this shit, right? Like, are you being disrespectful, right? Like different shit. Virgil, go ahead.
First and foremost, at the end of the day, that nigga still half black, dog. Like, true. The culture vulture thing, I get it.
But you can be a black and what culture vulture,
though. Like, when you watch them videos prior, man.
Look ugly.
He did not, you know, connect with his black side in any way, shape, or form, but fuck all of that. Let's talk about now.
Okay.
In order for that nigga, to me, in order to be a culture vulture, you have to be hurting the culture. I do not think in any fucking way, shape, or form, Drake hurting the culture, bro. And he's still fucking half black. It ain't like this nigga ain't turned into Candace Owens, bro. That ain't it. Not even in the slightest bit. Now, if you was like, she's a fucking culture vulture, okay, bro. Azealia Banks, culture vulture, okay, I give you that. But for Drake, dog, like, I mean, okay, bro, he's Canadian. Nah, he ain't black, but I mean, he's still in the culture. Like, if y'all didn't want him there, then y'all shouldn't have never fucking embraced him in the first fucking place. So, like, dog, let that man breathe. The culture vulture shit gotta stop, dog. Like,
I don't think it's gotta stop. Like, nah, I think it's him, better for him, okay, bro. Okay.
Yeah, for him.
I think it's a deeper conversation, right? Like, so is it either levels to this culture vulture thing or it's something different? Like, you can go, like, think about it. Like, P from New Orleans. P went and got a lot of shit from when he moved out. Was in Cali. Yep. So is he a culture vulture?
Yeah, because that nigga bit Tupac.
He did a whole lot of Tupac shit. That's another story. Like, we can have a whole nother pod about that shit.
But here's why I tag Drake more like that, though. Because, like I said, anybody can be a culture vulture. The reason it's a nasty jacket to wear on Drake is because it's way multiple instances of that nigga doing that shit, though. Like, it's from goddamn dance hall to fucking everything, bro. Like, it's like he dips in everything, and I think that's why they put that jacket on him, bro.
See, yeah. Like, to me, that just makes the nigga a chameleon. It's a whole bunch of niggas who's tried to do that shit that can't do it. Snoop Dogg does it. We go get on Snoop. Like, he made a whole fucking reggae album.
It's some other things to get on Snoop for, but yeah.
But you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, it's weird. Like,
we got action in the comments. I know for me personally, I wasn't up on Afrobeats or Allen Music to maybe Views. Okay. So they kind of got him into the that genre of the music. Gotcha.
I get you, P, but, and then this is the last thing I got about him. It's kind of hard to watch a nigga in his youth in a table full of white people, right?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And they telling him, they asking him about the language, and he starts talking about, oh, stupid. Yeah, they say mans, and so, like, if you ask him a question, they say mans do this, and they was like, oh, that sounds good. He's like, no, it's really ignorant.
And yeah, now, see, and that's the thing, bro. That's the thing, bro. Like, that's what some certain people go back to.
Drop the hard R. But I mean, like, nigga, he was a teenager.
Yeah, so you saying you can grow? Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, and what motherfuckers that be trying to cap on him, bro. Some of y'all went to motherfucking like prestigious schools out here, bro. Hey. Like, y'all niggas trying to get on here and y'all niggas is doing the same thing, bro. Chill out, dog.
Any nigga that grows from that to that though is gonna look a little
he gonna look a little wild, my nigga.
I get it, bro, but any nigga that went from that to that is gonna look mad shaky.
OVO suspense. We just saying he look a little suspect, but we rock with Drake.
Oh, we do. We still gonna play.
I'm gonna keep it a buck, P. They didn't play none of them videos on Noggin when he was with his daddy rapping and singing. So I ain't
I ain't see them.
But like, I fuck with Drake. I fuck with Drake too. Drake is one of my favorite artists out right now, bro. Like, period.
Hey.
Has been since So Far Gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Like, I don't think none of this beef shit is gonna change my opinion. Like, I think, like, at the end of the day, Drake gonna still be the biggest rap star, right?
Bro,
you know what I'm saying, going right now, yeah, bro.
But
bro, all this ramifications lie about bro. How they come up. Let me tell y'all this personally. Unless I know them personally, I don't believe shit that no rapper says, bro.
Fact. That's real rap. I mean, where's the lie, bro?
Yeah, we don't know what y'all talking about.
Hey, bro, Future like, be talking about lean, and we know good and damn well that nigga don't do no lean. What you mean? Man. Oh, songs about that, bro. Dirty Sprite, nigga.
I'm going to tell y'all, as a rapper myself, boy, hey, in my early days, I was lying my ass off in my music, man. I done said so many lies, nigga. You know how many fucking Maseratis I used to drive in my...
Pull up, hop out.
In your early raps, my nigga.
Hey, nigga, you don't know how much dope I sold in my early raps, boy.
Hey, a couple more points, y'all. Do y'all think Cole was right for backing out this shit?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
I don't know, bro.
It got sloppy, dog. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, because nah.
You said yeah, Hoodie said he don't know.
So here's why I say I don't know, because that nigga greatly disappointed me, bro. I thought Cole was ready. I told you, bro. I thought this was going to be one of them. I'm loading my bullets. I'm going to my clip. I said, this nigga's ready. Yeah. Then when it's time to really get the I can't sleep.
So I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes to Cole, I think if it was anybody else besides Kendrick, he would have did it. But because...
And almost like, make it even worse.
But that's the thing. Like, they've been taking shots at each other for years, but they've still been doing shit together. Like, Kendrick appears on his projects, and like he'll do a beat for Kendrick. Like, it's little things that, you know, since they initial coming into the game, we've seen them work.
Shout out, Turn Me Up, L's on the pod. What up, dope family?
Bring that nigga up.
What up, L's?
I ain't never
before we get up out of here.
We ain't seen Kendrick and Drake work together for a long time.
So,
bro.
I would take it better if he didn't apologize. You know what I'm saying? Back out. Don't drop no more disses. But, bro, don't apologize about it.
That shit was lame, bro. This nigga,
don't apologize, bro, my nigga. Don't take your record down, dog. Don't
nigga
take your record
about
down.
How he was ready for anybody for the past 2 years,
and then it happened to be Kendrick, and then nigga was like, nah.
And the nigga tucked tail and ran, nigga.
I still don't
bro.
Listen to his music too. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. He's still dope. Yeah. What up, L's?
What's good?
Hey, hold on. Before we start, let me let y'all know, y'all speaking to an honorary OVO member here.
Who L's?
L's?
Before
we get to going, L's, I just want to ask you how you feel about being a freaky ass nigga here, 69.
How you feel about that, L's?
Man, look. I need to see proof, man. That's all.
You need to see proof nigga? That he a freaky ass nigga, L's?
No.
Whoa! You definitely a freaky ass nigga, then. You definitely a 69 guy. Whoa!
Let's run that back.
Man, no, rewind.
Rewind that. No, I meant the reason why that line got put in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? All these allegations about him. I can't. I don't believe that. Like, that's That's different. You know what I'm saying? All the rapping is cool. Kendrick rapped his ass off like he's supposed to. They both doing what they supposed to do. You know what I mean? It's good for the culture. That's where I'm at with it. As long as there's not some truth behind some of these allegations.
Yeah, okay.
Spin said it's a 6'9" God bad.
I mean, in relation to what Kendrick was saying, about, my nigga, nah. It might be.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. As long as it ain't no kids. As long as it ain't no kids, man, that's all I care about.
So if you know, OVO turn me up L's. I shouldn't even ask you who you got winning right now, right? Okay. That says enough.
And I don't mean this in a bad way, but from a OVO stand, because I know you, bro. I can't even talk, nigga. I know how hard you ride for Drake. Pause. I'm trying to figure out the way to this hell.
We need L's on more, because L's keep us in line now with the pause, my nigga. He immediately
as
go tell
OVO him. Stand, how did you grade it? I just want to know how you graded it.
Man, it was close. It was close. To me, if the way he dropped that last one, the heart part six or whatever, everything that goes with that, I was nervous before that. I'll admit that. It was not looking good there.
You was West Coasting, wasn't you?
But see, that's the thing. That's where Kendrick lost me. Like I wasn't vibing with that one. I don't represent the masses on that, but I don't like West Coast sounding stuff anyway. That's just me though.
Okay, it ain't true though.
Take my bias. I'll take the bias out of it. Kendrick did everything he's supposed to do to come. You know what I'm saying? If you battling with somebody like Drake, you can't just throw a shot out there and hope it stick. You got to keep firing, and that's what he did. So I mean, what else can we ask for? But on the flip side of that, when you Drake at the level he at, what else could we ask for from him? Because he easily could have dropped push-ups and kept it moving, and we all would have just been mad, like, damn, why you let us down, blah 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 blah. But nah, he kept firing too, and that's where I'm like, if everything Drake said turns out, like, if there's no counter to it and there's no proof ever provided, Drake won. That's just where I'm at with it.
So we get,
you know, we talked about respect earlier. I feel like that's one of the reasons that Drake responded so much. It's because he respected him enough. Because most of the time, bro, I don't feel like he wouldn't have gave a shit. If it was anybody else, he would have dropped one and kept it moving, bro. But because of who it was, I think, and I feel the same way for Kendrick. I think because there's still some level of respect there. Even through all the crazy shit, there's still some level of respect.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't think it started off with hate in their hearts for each other. Maybe at least not on Drake's side. I don't think it started off with hate in their heart. But once you start saying to my mom that I should die, I don't even. The type of nigga I am, I don't even want to rap no more, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
He got CU.
Yeah, I don't even want to rap no more for real. This rap shit, fuck this rap shit.
So let me ask y'all this too before we get up off here, because does this battle set?
We already did.
Because it's been a while. Does this set the standard for the next beef or diss tracks or battle that'll pop up? Right, like these is two high profile. These is arguably the top two niggas. Does this set the standard for niggas going forward in the new age with these battles and beef?
You mind?
I think so.
You mind if I take the first one?
Go ahead.
Hell no. Goliath versus Goliath. Yeah. Man, they can't do it. Y'all niggas. Let's be honest with you. Stick to SoundCloud, bro. Don't lie. Y'all ain't gonna do what these two niggas do, dog. And that's real rap. I don't give a fuck who it is, bro. If you ain't, like you said, this is the top tier. This is elite level rappers, dog. Nah, yeah. It don't set a standard because y'all niggas can't do that, bro. I'm gonna be real honest. Nope.
So at the end of the day,
yeah.
I just want to say all this shit is lame, bro. every fucking last bit of it. Because I don't mean no harm, but ain't nobody finna kill nobody. I ain't said I want somebody to, but ain't nobody finna kill nobody about none of this shit. And two, I think it's all orchestrated at the end of the day, dog.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I agree with that.
Having the worst sales year in rap music, and I don't know how long, dog. And now look at all these niggas, Chris Brown, Quavo, Drake, Kendrick, even J. Cole to an extent before he bowed out, Rick Ross doing disses. All these niggas doing this shit, getting attention on the music, getting the views and sales, raising the rap sales up, bro. I think it's all label orchestrated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good topic for another day, bro. Like,
but if you're the reason, if you the reason why all these people can come out of nowhere going at you and all their numbers go through the roof just because they mentioning your name, how you not winning? How you not winning? And at the end of the day, how you know what I'm saying?
Cause think that's about a good argument, bro.
When that album drops, it's Spotify gonna explode. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy out here. I applaud Kendrick for the effort, though.
I feel like I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's gonna set no standard for no other diss records coming. Cause I mean, I feel like a lot of niggas is gonna come out and they gonna still do some cornball shit. It ain't gonna be the same, bro. Like, we got about 7 to 8 quality diss records. Even if we think it's like orchestrated, right? Like it could be, and that is fucking lame. If we, for some reason, someday we found out that it really was. I guess at the end of the day, we got 8 quality records, bro. Like he's some dope. Like whoever you like or dislike, like Drake, that motherfucker's rapping, and he's still the biggest. At the end of the day, that they got it in, and he's still the biggest nigga out here.
Facts.
Side note, I got a record that's old, that's out, called Blasphemy, that's on all streaming services, and it's an open invitation to any rapper that wants to help me get my sales up.
Yeah, so we'll end it like that.
Y'all can respond to it. It's there for y'all. It's a call to altar for any rappers that want to, you know.
We'll end it like that. Sparring. Because I want to say... I want to say, bro, like all y'all are artists, and we got some artists on the pod still on the live with us right now. And I will say this was a topic I want to say last year, and out of all the comments and the back and forth and the I'm this and I'm that, Hoodie might have been the only nigga to actually go out and rap.
I was, bro. I was.
So. I mean, until somebody else rap, y'all niggas is just posting on social media.
And talk to them, Eric.
You know what I'm saying?
Big Eric, talk to them.
Y'all niggas is writing 4-page letters
and
the post.
You rap niggas is just talking shit.
Y'all rap, what you say? Niggas
you
is just talking, bro.
Letter, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that what y'all said earlier?
And closed with kisses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. I wish I had gunshots.
Oh, wait. Hold on. So, damn, I don't know how I want to approach this topic because, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off.
No.
The nigga Chris Wheel and some other niggas been dissing each other from over there by y'all. Hey, y'all listening to any of them songs?
No, for real?
Yeah, y'all ain't listen to them?
I've heard a couple.
Nah, I ain't listen to them, bro.
Y'all got a whole... rap beef thing going on in Louisville now.
Goddamn,
I've seen the post.
I missed all that.
The song.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of them. It's a wild
situation. Shout out my nigga Cole in the clutch.
Who going in the best there, Verge?
Huh?
Verge, yeah, tell us. What did you Gray say?
Man.
Who winning, Verge? Tell us.
I don't really, as far, like, I've only heard that, I guess there's more than the two that I heard, so I don't know. I don't know.
What happened to Smith?
To Smith, an NTB Gunner issued a $10,000 challenge, and niggas started dissing him.
Wait, what?
What? Who's the fuck going on in the city?
I know who's NTB Gunner.
Oh, I did hear about that. Like he put 10 stacks out and said if somebody wants to come,
oh,
they want to come for the ground.
NTB Gunner, where I been at? NTB Gunner, nice now. I gotta go. I gotta go figure out what's happening.
Yeah, I'm out the loop.
I'm out the loop.
And he put 10 racks, bro. Like, I know exactly what Suspense talking about, too.
10,000.
Okay. But look at Hoodie, like, wait a minute.
I know you said 10,000. I was like, hey, bro, 10 bands is a lot of fucking money, dog.
I keep my head to catch up. Yeah, you do.
I like the rep.
All right, listen. Listen, to be continued, I will go on record, though. Like, I don't know what they issue is, but I'm going to say it again. Last year, you niggas had a debate, and y'all just social media'd it. Y'all wrote Aaliyah 4-page letters. Y'all got in y'all corners, and y'all typed out a bunch of shit. And once again, I'm going to say this. The only nigga that rapped was my nigga Big Homie Hoodie.
All right.
Shout out Big Homie
Hoodie. Blast for me. So until y'all niggas again start rapping, shut up.
Well, hell, if you can't rap, sing. Chris Brown did it, so ain't no excuses.
Yeah.
Chris Brown out here rapping on y'all niggas, dog.
Shit, Chris Brown, Breezy rapping on y'all niggas.
Breezy's out here, so you can't say nothing, bro. You can do it.
The rappers gotta start rapping.
Y'all gotta start rapping. And listen, and you know, and one take, he told y'all niggas he's gonna make y'all rap again, so. And then he proceeded to win all the awards at the Kentucky Urban Entertainment Awards. So, are y'all niggas gonna rap this year? Are y'all niggas gonna drop up some music? God damn it. Rap? I'm sick of y'all. Y'all on social media all goddamn day talking about y'all don't like shit.
Well, you keep saying that, but it ain't like any of them, they ain't gonna send it to us so we can review it. So
I'm half retired, man.
Yeah.
They
don't let the half retire, nigga.
I'm all the way, bro. Retired.
I feel like the energy dipped when you know what I'm saying, y'all niggas, y'all sensitive ass niggas didn't get a certified dope though,
and then
y'all sad.
That's what happened.
Make
some dope shit,
man. Make some dope shit, my nigga. Yeah, Suspense can produce y'all niggas. Suspense can, you know what I'm saying? Can produce y'all niggas.
Yeah, y'all.
But anyway, man.
My dog Suspense.
Fuck with Suspense, bro.
He is in his producer bag. Oh, nah,
he's in his bag.
He killed that shit on that last.
He's cooking. He's cooking.
Dope, man. Dope got some videos to him and all kind of shit, man. Him and Dope. Hey, they've been working.
And that's a fact. Like some of this shit, like. We got snippets on the pod, like maybe a year or two ago of the beginning of the cooking. You know, when you get your ingredients together and you throw a little bit in the pot and you like, yeah, I like that shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's some official shit out here. It's fire. Yeah. So shout out Suspense, bro. Shout out to Doe again, too, man. And listen, man. Doe got his foot on y'all niggas' neck.
Shout out to all y'all rap niggas out here, bro.
Shout out to you, too. We don't know too many niggas in Nashville rapping outside.
It just,
they be putting up like you do, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yo.
We should have been, Kentucky should have been, it should have been more than Jack Harlow, Bryson Tiller, and fucking ESTG, bro.
Damn, that's a conversation for another day. That is
Suspense, you silly, bro. I keep it honest, bro.
And I can tell you exactly why it's that way, my nigga. Like, yeah, we can have that conversation because I guarantee you, you're going to be like, oh, those are parallels. Because there's a reason why it didn't go down beforehand.
Mm.
But tell us.
That's another topic.
Nah, tell us first.
Nah, I mean, real. Rap is it's a lot of it is just work ethic, and you know, like niggas think that once they get signed, that's it. That ain't the way. Nah, once you get signed, you have to literally work fucking harder.
Nah, that's
okay. And I don't think a lot of people made for the life, bro. To be honest, it's cool to be that man in your city or that woman in your city, but they don't want that worldwide work, bro. Like I'm dead ass serious too, and I mean anybody can take offense to it, but it's the absolute truth.
Like, it depends on who you get signed to, too, bro. Because I mean,
yes.
You can be signed.
Some of the niggas was ass. Like,
ask me how I know.
Some niggas was ass. We talking about the big three. Big Crit got the sign the same time they did and was signed to Warner Brothers. They fucked him all over. Yeah. So, hey, bro, you're right. It makes sense.
But yeah, like, man, shout out to the state, bro. Like, a lot of talent in here. So, like, I would love to see more shit.
That's what I want to see more of us, bro. Like, when I completely all the way retired, dog. Like, that's what I'm gonna be spending my time toward. Cause, bro, it ain't no reason we ain't really popped as a state yet, dog. Unity's a big deal too.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it, right? Bro, for real. So look, man, I ain't even gonna get into the question of the day, man. We're gonna get up out of here, man. What y'all got going on? This is the dis-demic episode, bro. It ain't the pandemic, it's the dis-demic.
This is a great episode too.
Though. Yeah, bro. This is good shit. I love it. Yeah.
It is.
What y'all got going on though?
At the end of the day, you know what they gonna remember from this episode?
What's that?
Y'all niggas is dying for a nigga that lived on y'all coast for 9 years.
It's real, dog.
Y'all went to war. Dog,
that's the line of the episode. I was like, wait a minute, dog.
Y'all went to war, bro.
Hold on, dog.
I have never in my life loved to rap that damn much where I'm ready to die for it. I'm going to be honest.
Boy, when you put it that way, nigga, I was like, oh, shit. Like, okay.
I ain't going over it.
And I'm a huge Tupac fan. I love rap music. I love music in general, that bro. Part. But I'm not down. Like, I don't know none of you niggas, bro. I'm not down for y'all. Fuck out of here.
I'll be like, oh, boy. Hey, I switch whole genres on y'all, nigga. Y'all see the country nigga that did redid
like
Tipsy.
Jelly Roll? Hey, bro,
nah, I'm talking about the black nigga that redid Jaquan's Tipsy.
Nah. Oh, I did see
I heard that, it, but yeah, I forgot who it was.
Here comes the 2, 3, 2, 4.
Hey, bro, it's hard, though. It's hard. He gets that shit. I ain't mad at it.
Facts. Hey, all right, before we get up out of here, what y'all got going on, man?
I got a, starting a new little thing going on, man. Start a new podcast here soon.
Uh-oh.
I get more details about it.
Okay.
And then I got a little, I'm working on a little production album.
Yeah, you cut out for a little bit. You
back. I got a podcast coming out soon.
And it's coming out soon?
Producer album. I'm working on a producer album right now.
Okay. So
I'm about 4 or 5 into that. So that's pretty much it, bro. I'm just chilling. Oh, the seasoning game. We about to be out in these streets heavy, bro. I'm about to flood the streets, bro. Like, come get a brick.
That nigga said grillers, cookers, chefs. your neighborhood seasoned dealers.
Master Verge, you hear me?
Hey, bro, that's what we try. We go. Hey, I got the hookup, bro.
That's what's up, Hoodie. What up, bro?
Bro, I got some music coming this summer. It's my last little run.
I've been waiting on this for about 2 years, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know you can't risk greatness, dog.
You can't, bro. That's what's up.
Hold on. We talking like a continuation of the last project? Because if so, nigga,
definitely.
The strip clubs is going, boy.
I got some shit.
About to go crazy.
I went back in the vault again with the samples, dog. Yeah, so I got that. Then, man, y'all know I got the yacht party July 6th.
I'm hosted by
in Nashville. Only nigga ever put a yacht in the waters in Nashville. So I got the yacht party coming July 6th. And shit, I gotta keep it going, bro.
You out here breaking records and shit. The only nigga to put a yacht in that. Hey,
man, you heard it. That's
yacht on the water.
You heard it.
What's that yacht? What's the biggest work? What's the yacht? Tell him. Yeah, you heard him. Hip hop.
What's that?
Say it louder, man. Act again. Confidence.
The biggest yacht on the lake.
Ooh, yeah, you heard it that time. Y'all heard it here. The biggest yacht. On the goddamn lake.
The biggest.
Make sure the niggas can swim when y'all get on that yacht.
I'm going to start talking like Rick Ross. From now on, when y'all see me on here, I'm talking on social media. I'm going to talk like Rick Ross.
Dude, there we go. Yeah. Like, amp that shit up.
Heckling.
The biggest.
Rap boy that you've ever seen.
Podcast.
Not a pond. Man. You in a pond. We on lakes.
come to the promised land.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Listen, man. Listen, spin the block on us, man. Listen, All Things Apply podcast, man. We got a new episode dropping this Friday. Like, listen, man, we dropping one this Friday, and I think, you know, I don't know if it was Derby. I don't know. My daughter went a little insane on us yesterday, you know what I'm saying, when we recorded. So, you know what I'm saying, y'all going to get y'all chuckles on if y'all check us out. But, man, make sure y'all tap in with the All Things Supply podcast, man, each and every week. And then, look, make sure you spend the block with us each and every Monday, man, at 8 Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time, man. Catch us a dope podcast, man. We get busy.
Facts.
That's a fact. So, listen.
Barbecue videos. Spend, what, you cooking?
You cooking, Suspense? You grilling? Anyway, tap in with Suspense, too. But look, we up out here. We great. Pull up. All right, man. Look, we appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. It's Dope Podcast. We up out of here. Peace.
Yup.
All right.